Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, March the 22nd. Friday, March the 22nd of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about the current age that we're moving into, that we're actually in, which is the age of Aquarius, which is known as the age of enlightenment. But there is a dark side to this pouring of out of water upon all flesh. The dark side, my brothers, the dark side, my sisters, of the age of enlightenment is the age of ignoring-ment or ignorance. So, excuse me, you know that old saying, ignorance is bliss? Well, my brothers and sisters, there is a little merit, if you will, to that statement. So when people say ignorance is bliss, what are they saying? Well, basically they're saying, you know, ignoring facts is bliss. Now, remember the word bliss means joy of heaven. So is ignorance really bliss? Is ignoring the facts, or if you want to use that term, ignoring truth or ignoring the informing or the information that's available, denying access or the expansion of your awareness or your conscience, is that really what we want to do? Is that really the ideal that we're going for? Is that what we want to do? But that's what's happening on the planet. A lot of people now, we're in an age where we have the opportunity to actually connect with Source, to connect with the Prime Creator, connect with the Forefather, so that way we're no longer operating or vibrating in ignorance. But a lot of people like to or will prefer to ignore truth, ignore facts, ignore the reality, so to speak, because ignorance is a lack of knowledge. Let me say it again. Ignorance is basically a lack of knowledge. Let me say that one more time. Ignorance is basically a lack of knowledge. Now, it's not that the knowledge is not there. It's not that the knowledge is not available. It's the fact that, we are choosing to not pay attention to it. We're choosing not to expand our consciousness. So we have entered into a day, into an age where the old paradigm is gone and there's a new paradigm. There has been and there is continuing to be a paradigm shift. So we're entering into this new paradigm. We're entering into the age of Aquarius. We're entering into the age of water, where water is poured out. So water represents life. So we're now in the age of life. This is the age of enlightenment, the age of enlightenment or enlightenment, enlightenment or enlightenment. So we are meant to be in life. So Yahushua Kenneth, you may have in life or in light or enlightenment. So Yahushua is the light. He said, I am the light of the world. He didn't say that he created light. He said that he is light. So we're living in the age of light. But there's a lot of people, for some reason or other, they want to stay in darkness. So the true destiny, as we're revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, when we look at the true history, the true esoteric history of mankind, is the age of Aquarius. It is the age of revelation. It's the age of revolution. It's the age of evolving and involving. It's the age of involving so that way you can evolve. It's the age of truth. And it's the age of the expansion of consciousness. It's the expansion of awareness. It's the expansion of perception. But what if someone does not want to expand their consciousness? What they are truly saying is, because knowledge and gnosis, awareness, enlightenment, life, all of this knowledge ties the past to the present, and knowledge ties wisdom to the future. So Yahushua, the big G, the forefather, wants you to under, over, and understand your past, your present, and your future. Let me say that again. The forefather wants you to under, over, and understand your past, your present, and that again. The forefather wants you to under, over, and understand the past, the present, and the future. That is gnosis, my brother. That is gnosis, my sister. But there's a dark side to this. When we talk about the teaching or the understanding of what spiritual roots is, when we look at the spiritual roots, when we look at the foundation, when we look at the causality of your reality, when we look at the cause of all problems on earth bar none, when we look at the cause of all problems on earth bar none, when we look at the cause of all problems of wealth, all problems of health, all problems of wisdom, all problems of relationships, bar none, when we look at the problem, the basic root that causes all dis-ease, all blocks, is ignorance. If you give knowledge, gnosis, awareness, understanding, overstanding, understanding, discernment to a situation, it brings about ease. It brings about peace. So all dis-ease is a result of a block of knowledge or gnosis or awareness or perception or the ability to expand, expose, and express. So your relationship with the forefather is based upon your knowledge. Now, 2 Peter talks about this as well when it talks about where the Father wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can ask or think. So when we look at, we are designed to involve or to evolve based upon our knowledge of the big G. So the Father wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above. So you're going to operate and vibrate in wealth, health, wisdom as your soul oscillates and vibrates in gnosis or knowledge. So many times we come to a place in our lives where we are not willing to over honor and understand that our knowledge, our wisdom is determined by our relationship with the forefather. And the way that you have a relationship with God or the prime creator, the source, Yahushua, God, whatever term, label, name that you want to use, your ability to relate, that means knowledge. That means perception, awareness, the ability to perceive. Now, the book of Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13 says it this way. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13, it says, therefore, my people are all gone into captivity because they have not or they have no knowledge. And their honorable men are famished, and their multitude has dried up with thirst. Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. Isaiah 5, verse 13 is very, very, very profound because it states how you end up in captivity, how you end up in poverty, how you end up in disease, how you end up in ignorance, and how you end up in a bad relationship. It specifically says in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13, therefore, my people are gone into captivity. My people are gone into captivity. My people are gone into captivity. Gone into captivity. That means that somebody got you tied up. Why? Because. So notice the word. Now, remember, every time you see this word, that's a toe-curling word. When you see the word, be the cause. The word because means be the cause. So when you every time you see the word because, you're looking at causality, not reality. So causality, what is be the cause? But because they have no knowledge. Because they have no knowledge. So knowledge ties you in captivity, or lack thereof, I should say. Let me say that again. A lack of knowledge ties you up. It keeps you trapped. It blocks, it limits, it inhibits the ability for you to receive from God, whatever you need or whatever is necessary in order for you to move on or for you to evolve, so that way you can make peace, ease in your head, your heart, and your gut. So every person on this planet, you have been given everything that you need for life and godliness, so where you can have peace and prosperity. So everything that you need, you know, it's known, it's written inside of you. So your job is to go involve or inside. It's a innerverse. It's an inside outside job. This does not mean that you have to make peace with every person outside of you. It doesn't mean that you have to make peace with anything. It simply means you got to make peace with everything that's inside of you. Now, this is extremely important, brothers and sisters, because this taps into over an understanding how each and every one of us can oscillate or vibrate in a blissful state, so that where the joy of heaven is downloaded into the body of a man or a woman. But ignorance is the foundation. Ignorance is the father of dissatisfaction. Now, it's extremely important because we just read where people go into captivity because they have no knowledge. Now, let's read it again in another verse of scripture, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. We read Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. So now let's read it in Hosea. So Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. We're talking about ignorance, which is now the new form of gnosis, because people are choosing to ignore. So this is the dark side of enlightenment. So you got a choice between, gnosis and enlightenment, or ignorance and darkness. So ignorance is simply ignoring something that is existing. It doesn't mean that it's not there. It doesn't mean that you don't know it. It's just you are choosing. You're making a choice. You're choosing to ignore the truth. So choosing to ignore truth is the new religion today. Choosing to ignore truth. A lack of knowledge is replacing knowledge. So now ignorance is cool. It's in. It's chic. It's the new fad. I don't know. You just, hey, are you male or female? I don't know. I'm transgender. It's really interesting because, people are are really pushing for this middle ground state where you don't know shiznits, and it's cool to not know nothing. It's cool to be ignorant. It's cool to be broke. You know, it's cool to be, you know, homeless. It's cool to be a vagabond. It's cool to just kind of, you know, leech off of other people. It's cool to not have no direction. It's cool to not have no goals. It's cool to go to college and get a degree in general studies. It's cool just to, you know, just to kind of oscillate in no man's land. You have no direction. You don't know if you're going up or you're going down. You ain't for nothing. You ain't against nothing. You just chill. You just hanging out, you know. You don't really have no dreams, no goals, no aspirations. That's what the young folks now, that's what they're teaching our young people, that, you know, everything is, you know, tolerable. You know, we're living in a day and age where they are promoting ignorance. It's just packaged in a new age, you know, politically correct verbiage, but it's still ignorance. It's still the inability to be diligent, because the Bible says the hand of the diligent makes one rich. Diligence is the ability to make a concrete decision. So if you can't make a concrete decision to be who the Father has designed and gifted you to be, you are ignorant. Now, whether you choose to use that term or not and own your ignorance, that's between you and the God of ignorance. His name is Shackless. His name is Samael. Now, remember, Samael, Shackless, you know, Balfagar, you know, Leviathan, all of these other names of this, you know, slow down, watered down God that's the God of this world is the God of ignorance. He looked around and didn't see anything else and said, hey, I created this. I'm the bomb.com. There isn't anything else but me. That's an ignorant statement. So ignorance is cool now. It's cool to make ignorant statements. In fact, you can blow up. You can go to World Star Hip Hop right now, and you can see a bunch of buffoonery, and that's cool. Like it's on TV. Like they got reality shows of buffoonery. Just Negroes acting like buffoons, and that's cool. They're getting paid. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. But ignorance is in now. Ignorance is a lack of knowledge. So a lack of, you ain't got to know nothing. You just got to get around and just do stupid stuff. You know, it's, you just kind of just go through life with no dreams, no goals, and no direction. So Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, however, has something to say about that. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, that's a pretty strong statement. Now, I didn't write it. I'm just reading it to you. Let me read that again. Excuse me. So it says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Then it says, because. Oh, that word again, because. Be the cause. Okay. So people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. What is the causality of your reality of buffoonery? What is the cause of your buffoonery? What is the cause of your stupidity? What is the cause? I mean, not you personally, but, you know, people that you know. What is the cause? Well, it tells us really, really plainly and succinctly. There is a cause. See, most people, they just talk about the effect. Not me. I'm a metaphysician. I'm a causality guy. I love the word because. Because is one of my favorite words. Because the word, see, I know, I don't know if you know, but I know that I can be the cause. So if I'm not depending on the white man to be the cause. I'm not, depending on the black man to be the cause. I'm not depending on a male or female to be the cause in my life. I'm not depending on nothing outside of me to be me. No thing. I'm just depending upon the forefather. So the forefather is the because. It is because of the forefather that I do what I do. Because Yahushua said, you know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, hey, take this cup from me. Then he said the word, another word that's similar to the word because is nevertheless. That's another word for because. So Yahushua says, Father, I'm going to be the cause. That just simply means purpose. See, the word because Cause is causality. Causality means reason. Reason means purpose. So the word because is another word for purpose. So every time you see the word because, you're seeing the word purpose. And so right now, unfortunately, we living in a day and age where if you ask a young person, and I always tell my daughter who's in college, and she has a lot of watered down theology because that's what they teach in school. And that's cool. But I need to know because. So you're not going to do this or that because. I need to know what is the cause of your, neutrality. Because we're living in a day and age where being neutral is cool. Everybody is, I'm not male nor female, brother. I'm just, I don't want to identify. I'm not, Republican or Democrat. I don't want to identify. I'm not black or white. I don't know. I don't want to identify. I'm not Baptist or, Presbyterian. I'm gender neutral, brother. Everything is neutralized now. Now, ignorance is cool. Ignorance is a lack of diligence. Diligence, again, is the ability to kill, mutilate, maim, destroy. It's the ability to freaking make a decision, homie. I don't care if it's wrong or bad. I'd rather you make a bad decision than no decision. See, all this oscillating and vibrating in no man's land, that dog don't hunt. Ignorance is being promoted now as the gospel, things in sliced bread. But I need you to understand what's the result of ignorance, according to the scriptures. So in Hosea, now we already read Isaiah 5:13. So now in the book of Hosea, it tells us the cause of destruction. Now, being in captivity is one thing, but being destroyed, that's a whole nother thing. So remember, ignorance leads somewhere. This is how you can always tell an ignorant person. Because remember, as a retired ignoramus, I can talk about this. It's just like I can talk about black people because I'm black. So I can talk about being ignorant because I was ignorant. Because remember, the word ignorant, it simply means ignoring truth. It doesn't mean that it's not there. It just simply means you made a decision to not apply it. You made a decision, number one, not to freaking even learn it. Let's not apply it. So the Bible tells us, the Helios Biblius tells us, the Bible tells us something that's extremely important. It tells us my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It didn't say that you're going to be, disappointed. It didn't say that, you're going to be, slowed down. It didn't say that you're going to be tied up. It said that you're going to be destroyed. Now, that word destroyed is a Hebrew word, dama. And it's spelled like the word damned. It's a D-A-M-A-M, daman. So that simply means to be cut off. That makes you understand, brother. So this is not a game. See, it means to be undone. It means, now remember, the word because, that means causality. Most people deal with reality, not me. I deal with causality. So if you go steal something, I'm not going to ask you, hey, what did you steal? I'm not interested in that fact. I want to know why you stole. Because there may be a good reason. And if you ain't ate in 5 days and, you're homeless and you're destitute. And now when I was a cop and I used to keep shoplifters, if they came up with a good reason, hey, I let them go. If I pulled you over for driving 60 and a 50 and you were speeding because, you try to get to the hospital because your wife was having a baby, you know what I did? I say, follow me. I turned my lights on and I escorted them to the hospital. That's what I used to do when I was a cop. Now, these cops today, I don't know what they be doing. They're a different program. But all I'm simply expressing, exposing, expanding to you today that is, it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, to over and understand how the system works against each and every one of us. So each and every one of us, whoops, I lost my mic here. And my mic turned off. Here we go. So each and every one of us have a choice and a decision to make today. And that is, how are we operating and vibrating? So are we operating and vibrating according to? Are we operating and vibrating according to the age of the flesh? So this is extremely important. This word means you are cut off. That's what it means. So when we read this, it says that my people are destroyed for a lack of the knowledge. People are being cut off from consciousness, perception, and awareness. So you meet somebody, you can't tell if that person is for you or against you. That's what's going on. So you don't have no discernment. So you don't know whether to take a job or not to take the job. You don't know. People are worried. People are stressed out. People now remember, this is the cause of all disease on earth. The only way that you can be sick is if there is something uneasy going on in your body. That's what the word disease means. So dis-ease is the result of you not having peace. There's no peace. And the reason that you don't have no peace is because you don't have no understanding. And the reason that you don't have no understanding, you don't have no understanding. And the reason you don't have no understanding, you don't have no standing. And all of this is the result of not being able to have something called gnosis or knowledge. So ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is destruction. Ignorance means in the Greek that you're going to cease. That means that you have no sight. That means that you are undone. That means that you have no theophany. Phany. You don't have that. You do not have the ability to see pestilence. That's what that means. In other words, you don't have no discernment. So you'll go to a club, you'll meet somebody, and you don't know that dude is bad news because you don't got no discernment, because you're ignorant. You do not have to be. Now, remember the word ignorant. It simply means ignoring facts. So your body is going off. Women, y'all know how you get that. Women, y'all have that woman's intuition. And in your gut is telling you, don't talk to that dude. But, you know, hey, he got a nice car. Or, you know, he looks good. You know, he's a Denzel lookalike. Now everything is in you is telling you, no, girl, don't do that. Take your butt home. But he looks like Denzel, you know, and, you know, he got a nice car. So you ignore. Now, the signs were there. Your spider senses was going off. Your sixth sense was like, the hair on the back of your neck was standing up. All of your woman's intuition was telling you to refrain from noticing or recognizing. But you chose to notice and recognize. But everything in you, your gut and your spirit says, abort, 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 abort. But, you know, your ovaries was thinking for your head. And men, you know, the little head will start thinking for the big head. Men, y'all know how we do. We're not exempt either. So when it hits the fan, you know, 3 months, 6 months, sometimes 30 days. I mean, relationships nowadays, I mean, it don't take long for the true colors to come out. So however long it takes for homeboy's true colors to come out, then all of a sudden you're going to catch a stroke of amnesia, and you're going to forget all of the warning signs that was there, you know, because, again, you ignored. Remember, ignore. So the word ignore is now being promoted as knowledge and gnosis. So there's people telling me to ignore facts. So I do research and stuff, and then, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm in the shed. And that's something called cosmology. And, you know, we're going through the series, which we do part two later on tonight, and, we're breaking down stuff. And like I was telling everybody the other night, you know, one of my new class sister, Martinette has a sister who, you know, we was talking about one of the books or her book that she wrote that was talking about, you know, certain things in the body and how she's a cancer survivor. And I've been telling people, you know, this for years. There are certain things, and I talked about like Jethro Kloss, you know, like that's, he's like 1700s, 1800s. You know, I talked about Maxwell Gershom, you know, Claudette Gershom, still got the Gershom Institute down in San Diego. You know, I talked about, you know, Dr. Saber, who recently passed away. He was in perfect health. You know, they just set him up. You know, he got sentenced for having cash while black. And so I guess that's the new crime now. If you get stopped and you got cash while being black, you know, that's a death sentence, because Dr. Saber, you know, he just got stopped for being black with cash. And so, you know, just like driving while black, gardening while black, singing while black, doing anything while black, that basically gets your ass killed. So he ain't here no more. But he cured cancer, AIDS, diabetes, sickle cell, all that stuff too. So now if you ignore, if you choose, now you got, it's your choice. Boo boo, this is your life. You do you. You know, let's keep it real. You know, you have the, thankfully this, you have the ability to refrain from noticing and recognizing. This is on you. However, like I tell my kids, don't call me. Now all my kids know, you know, hey, you go out there and you do cray cray, and especially the whole drinking thing, you drink, you get arrested. I don't drink. All my children know I don't drink. Now they all drink. So if you get drunk and you go out and wrap your car around somebody else, God forbid something happens, you know, because you ignore all of the warning signs, there's no excuse. So now my children, they can call somebody else's parent. They can call, you know, they probably call their mama, or they call a friend or somebody else, and they will have a sympathetic ear. But if my kids call me and tell me about an incident that happened after they engaged in drinking alcohol, they already know. They already know that dad ain't interested. Now, I'll listen, and then I'm going to tell them, yeah, remember what I told you about drinking and doing anything? Because alcohol and human bodies, they don't mix. But however, some people choose to indulge in alcohol. Now, me, I like sugar. Now, I know eating Krispy Kreme donuts is probably the worst thing you do. Because number one, it's white flour, refined flour. That's like that's like kissing the devil in the mouth anytime you eat white flour. Because it has no nutritional value. None. So I know that. It's not like I, you know, wish or hope or dream about it. I know that. Now, that's extremely important. Because some people don't know that. But I'm not one of those people. So I don't have excuses when it comes to understanding
that you cannot or you should not. And if you do, you need to have some system in place.
To assist you with removing that stuff out of your life. If you do engage in that activity, there should be some system in place so that you can understand that what you're doing is detrimental to your body. So if I eat a Krispy Kreme donut, which I do every once in a while, I have a system in place that does what we talked about yesterday. Remember yesterday we talked about no disease can exist in the body unless your body is not doing something. It's not operating in a particular way. Meaning it's not getting no oxygen down to the cells, not the organs, not your lungs, all the way down to a very, very smallest part of the body. So oxygen doesn't get down there. And hydrogen or water doesn't get down there. All disease is the result of those two things. Because remember, we said that when you do that, if you get oxygen into the capillaries, and if you get water, good water, clean water, into the capillaries, it activates the sodium pumps. And when the sodium pumps activate, excuse me, that produces electricity. And that electricity produces power. Now, that system is nonstop. It can go all day, every day, 24/7, 365, forever. And ever. So the only way that you can DYE, the only way that the body dies is through lack of oxygen and lack of good, clean water, H2O. That's it. So as long as you keep supplying it, Then that death chemical is not released into the body. The telomeres on your DNA don't unravel, and you just keep rolling. You just keep moving. But what happens is there's systems in place. They got fluoride in the water. They got chemtrails in the air. They got genetically modified organisms. They got electromagnetic demonic smog. It's called electromagnetic demonic possession. are processing. So all of this electronic small, all of this stuff affects you on a cellular level. So they got a place to make sure that you're going to do Y. Now you will not be IE, but you will be YE. So I could choose to ignore that system. Then I'm going to fall into the category of everyone else, which means I am operating in ignorance.
Or I can do what I'm doing right now,
and I can put a system in place by which to make sure that I am not ignoring. Because the word ignorance comes from the word ignore. The word ignore comes from a Latin word. And that Latin word means to disregard what is known. I-G-N-A-R-U-S. It means to become voluntarily unaware. It means to I-N, to go in, and then the word nor, which means no. So that means that you refuse to go inside and know. That's what we're doing. Now, we're living in the age of the opposite. Right now, this is the age of enlightenment. So nobody on earth has an excuse anymore. So the Father did something remarkable, and he took away everybody's excuse. So now nobody has an excuse. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Because the excuse that we all have, remember, nobody has an excuse. But we are making up one, if we want to use that term. This is extremely important. I know somebody said that I got an ego, got that too, but an echo. But I do apologize, I'm not sure, it may be just the wrong mic. And the show's almost over, so instead of trying to switch over, we're just going to go ahead. So I do apologize for the echo. If there is a sound echo, just try to bear with me. I'm going to see if I can turn everything, all my other mics off. All right, so Brother Dana gave me the thumbs up, said that sounds a little better. All right, so we're just about done. We're going to keep rolling here. So we just read Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject them. They shall not be no priest to me, seeing that they have forgotten the law of their God. I will also forget the problem that you have, where it come from. That word because. The first sentence of Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6. This is extremely important. I mean, it's pretty simple, but it's hard. It's so simple that it's hard. So the scripture says that my people are destroyed. Now, and remember the word destroyed. It comes from that Hebrew word, D-A-M-A-H. And that word destroyed means cease. It means silenced. It means that you do not have rest. It means that you are coming to an end. It means that you are cut off. It means that you are brought to silence. It means to be made dumb. It means dharma or dharman, D-A-W-M-A-M, root word. Again, there's a bunch of other words underneath it, but it means to perish, to destroy, to cut off, to be destroyed, to be silenced, to be undone. But at the base, it means to be dumb, D-U-M-B. So it says that my people are dumb. Then it says, my people are dumb for lack of knowledge. Now, whatever that knowledge is, we want to get some of that. Because that's the reason why we're dumb, according to the scriptures. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not in that, you know, I don't want to sign up for, I already been there, done that. I'm not interested in staying in that category of being dumb. Now, that word dumb comes from the Greek word actually the Hebrew word. So that, and notice that how close that word is to death. So now this is the word for knowledge, D-A-A-T-H, knowledge. Now look at the word knowledge, it's two words, no edge. So the word knowledge means to know the edge. See, most people, they don't know the edge. It's like if you pick it on a bully and he says, yo, dog, leave me alone. And you keep pushing him. See, most people, they don't know when to stop. That's ignorance. Ignorance is when you keep pushing and 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 then you get punched in the mouth. And then you are like, what happened? See, that word D-A-A-T-H was the word knowledge. Because remember, you cease to exist or you are dumb if you don't have this knowledge. That word means discernment. Now, we broke down the word discernment yesterday. And that word, out of all the words, that's how you know if you're what we call sozo. In the Greek, sozo, that means saved in English. That's how you know you're saved or not. You have discernment. So now discernment is that ability to sense energy. Discernment is not an action word. Discernment is a psychic word. So discernment means you're psychic. So if you're not psychic, then you're not saved. Psychic simply means you connected to God. God taps you on the shoulder and says, yo, homie, go left. Now, whether you go left or not, that's not what we're talking about. You may ignore it, but do you hear it? So if you don't hear that small, still voice that tells you, go left, boo-boo, go left, because the father knows that that's an accident, and he knows you're impatient, so he the forefather, I should say, he don't want you sitting in traffic, so he tells you, without telling you, he don't tell you why go left. There's just you always go right when you drive home. But one day you get a feeling. It's a feeling. There's no burning bush. There's no parting of the Red Sea. There's no audible voice come down from heaven. My son, there is no King James English. Nothing. All it is just something in your gut that says go left. Now you're probably like me. You probably ain't gonna listen to it. And you're going to go right because you always go right. You take the same way home every day. You've been doing it for 20 years. And then you get there as a major accident. You can't get out and you're stuck like Chuck. Now, that actually happened to me one time. I was stuck on I-10 sitting there coming from Houston back to San Antonio in traffic. No movement whatsoever for over an hour. People got out, sit on top of their hoods. One dude got out and had a little barbecue thing. He was out there, fired up his little pit and everything. We just sit in traffic. And I was kicking myself all because I didn't listen. That's knowledge. Knowledge is discernment. Knowledge has nothing to do with books. It has nothing to do with what we're doing right now. Knowledge has to do with your relationship with God. Let me say that again. No relationship with God, no knowledge. Now, that's a problem in itself because there's a lot of gods. There's a lot of things that present themselves as gods, so to speak. But that's another study for another time, because the scripture tells us in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 also tells us, the fear of the Lord, the word fear doesn't mean our definition of fear. The word fear means reverence and respect. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The knowledge that separates you, that's basically what it's saying. So now that's extremely, extremely important. Now let's close with getting a clear understanding of something that's extremely important.
Now, let me switch mic.
I'm still getting a little feedback here.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to switch over, and we're going to finish it up. All right, so, sounds still pretty good. All right, so we're almost done. We'll keep rolling.
Sorry about that.
We'll keep it going.
All right, so the word knowledge simply means, brothers and sisters, that when we talk about under over and understanding what the Father is saying, it has to do with you being tuned in to that still small voice that's only in your head, is in nobody else's head. So the Father may tell you something, he may not tell me. The forefather may tell you something, and he may not tell me. So that just simply means that that your connection with the Father allows you to have what is called perception, awareness. The ability to under, over, and understand. That's what this is all about. At the end of the day, this is all about your ability to under, over, and understand. That's it. Brothers and sisters, ignorance means you are ignoring the Holy Spirit. you are ignoring the forefather. It means that you are distracted or you are tuning into a lesser G, tapping into something that is preventing you from tapping into source. Now, how do we know we are tapping into the wrong frequency wave of vibration? Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. This is how you know. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13 said, which we read earlier, therefore my people are gone into captivity. So we know if you find yourself in captivity, you drunk the purple Kool-Aid. That means that when that still small voice said, go left, you went right. So don't get mad at anybody. Just next time, tune in. And when that voice says, go left, go left. So it's really not, you know, rocket science. It's actually, you know, it's actually pretty easy. Now, we make it hard, but the father didn't. The father has a system in place that guarantees your wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships with yourself, with your God, and with others. But we're in captivity because we're not listening to God. We're listening to, you know, somebody that we saw on TV. So now, this word captivity is how you know you've missed God. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. So Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13 tells us something that's extremely important. Now, this is the cause. This is, now, again, we got to understand the cause. So otherwise, we're not going to have knowledge. Because when you go into captivity, the word captivity comes from a Hebrew word, and it's spelled galah, G-A-L-A-H, G-A-L-A-H. It's a Hebrew word. Now, that word means captivity in English. Now, there's some underlining root words, but you know what the word captivity, it means to basically be covered. So it's really interesting because when you are gone into captivity, it says, therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. So when you go into captivity, you go into a place where you are carried away and held captive. It means to remove, and it means to uncover from protection. So that word is very interesting because it actually means two words that are on the surface, they seem opposite. That's why this is so confusing for some people. So when we talk about G-A-L-A, we're talking about if you go somewhere and you don't have a covering, meaning you walk out into the rain and you ain't got no umbrella, that means you miss God. That means that you are ignoring fact. Because you looked outside and you saw it raining and you ignore the rain. Maybe you like me, you say, well, it wasn't raining when I left. Okay, if you'd have watched the weather report last night, the weatherman would probably have said there's a 70% chance of rain. So if you ignore what the weatherman said, then you suffer by getting wet. So this word captivity means that you go out and you remove yourself from being protected or covered. It means to go out and reveal oneself or to uncover oneself, to disclose oneself. It actually, the word captivity is almost opposite of the word being held. It means that the father, the forefather, holds you. And when you ignore, he lets you go. So that word captivity has nothing to do with being held. It actually really means being released. That's what the word means. So many of us are being released, for lack of a better term. But we are releasing ourselves. That's why that is so important. It means that basically you are releasing yourself because you're no longer listening to the Father. So it's like the forefather let you go out on your own. That's what that word means. That's how you know that you're lining up for ignorance. that you're buying into what's being promoted today, and you are ignoring truth or you're ignoring facts. We're not in that age any longer. We're in the age where the Father makes himself known to everybody, the big G. So he's pouring out water upon all flesh. So that we're in the age of the water bearer. So we're in the age where all this water, all this gnosis has been poured out on everybody, so nobody has an excuse anymore. So that means anybody that doesn't have knowledge or enlightenment, it doesn't mean that it's not there, so you ain't got to feel sorry for them. It means that they choose not to ignore it. So let me close with this. If you choose to ignore all of the knowledge and information that's available, for example, you know, you can go on the internet and excuse me, you can go on the internet and pretty much find a YouTube video just about on anything. Now, if you choose not to do no research, if you choose not to call a friend, if you choose not to read the scriptures, if you choose not to do any research whatsoever, and you try to go out and let's say you want to cook, you know, meatloaf, but excuse me, you don't use a recipe. You don't call your mom or you don't consult a chef in your area. You just decide that you're going to wing it and you're going to make meatloaf, but, you know, you're going to kind of just do it on your own. And if it doesn't come out, now, maybe it come out well. But if it doesn't come out well, the good possibility that the reason the cause of it not coming out well is because you chose to ignore or you chose to do no research. You chose not to engage in the process of under, over, and understanding. So ignorance or lack of knowledge stops or blocks or hinders you from being wealthy, healthy, excuse me, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship. Let me say it again. Ignorance, which is a lack of knowledge, which is ignoring knowledge, because knowledge is available now. It's not like knowledge is hidden. Like way back in the dark ages, knowledge was hidden. But we're not in the dark ages anymore. We're in the age of enlightenment. We're in the age of Aquarius. We're in the age of the water bearer that it talks about in Luke 17:21. So all we got to do is just when you see the man with the pitcher of water go into the city, you just got to follow him. So we're in an age where the gnosis, the knowledge, the informing, the spirit, the ruach, the pneuma is available. But if you choose to operate without it, to go out from underneath, quote unquote, the covering that's made available to you, then two things going to happen to you. Captivity. And my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Why? Because they have rejected knowledge. So it is the rejection of D-A-A-T-H that is the causality of your reality. So if you're looking around in your life and there's anything in your reality that you don't like, I don't care what it is. So look at your wealth. If you're not balling out of control, look at your health. You know, if everything is not on point, look at your gnosis, your knowledge, your wisdom. If that's not, you know, oscillating and vibrating on the level, look at your relationships. If everything is not, you know, where you want to be, then you are missing yada, Y-A-D-A. So D-A-A-T-H is the first Hebrew word underneath the word knowledge and gnosis. The next word is yada. Y-A-D-A. Now, that word means find, to find out, to learn. So it means to recognize or to admit. It means to acquire or to acquaint. It means to be known, to become skillful, to perceive, to learn. So if you have any issue, then you should do. Everybody listening to me today? Everybody should be doing yada. That simply means that's what we're doing right now. Now, but the yada that you do is from that still small voice that's inside of your head. That's a vibration. So you should be doing vibrational yada. Now, vibrational yada is different from material yada. Material yada is books. Vibrational yada is inner voice. So there's an inner voice that's going to tell you what book to get. So you don't get the book based upon its color unless the inner voice tells you. So when I go to the bookstore, I don't never have the name of the book before I go. When I do a show, I don't never know the name of the show before Yada tells me the name of the show, called the Ruach. Now, the Bible has something to say about that. That's why I do it that way. So the Bible says that the Ruach or the Pneuma, those are the words that's in the underlining for the English word Holy Spirit. So the Father left the Comforter, and it says something about the Comforter. It says that, you know, the Comforter or the Holy Spirit will do something, and that's why I recommend that you do it. It says that the Holy Spirit will, and there's a lot of, in addition to this, it said it will convict. It says it will be in you. It says it will never leave you. It said it will lead you. That's the one I'm getting to, and guide you. It said it will come upon you. It will comfort you. It will give you power. It will be with you forever. It will convict you. There is 12 different attributes and characteristics of the Ruach or the Pneuma that it does. 12. That matches up with the 12 cranial nerves in your brain. So the 12 attributes and characteristics of the Ruach and the Pneuma, or the Holy Spirit, one of them is listed in John chapter 16, verse 13. So John chapter 16, verse 13, let's read verse 12. I still have much to tell you, but you cannot yet bear it. You cannot bear to hear it. So I still got a lot more to tell you, but y'all can't bear it. That's what Yahushua was telling. All right, there's a whole bunch of stuff I want to tell you, but yeah, you're probably not ready. You're not ready. Verse 13, John 16, 13. John 16, 13. However, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Okay, how much truth, Brother Will? 50% truth. No, that's not what it says. Let me read it again. Now, y'all know my English is not that great. He said he will guide you into all truth. No, is that all? Let me see. A-L-L. Yeah, that's all, brothers. That's all, sisters. So that means it's never wrong. Now, I know from personal experience, it's never wrong. Now, the word all, it means whole. It means every kind. It means including all forms. It means the entirety. The word all. So the Holy Spirit will lead you into all. And the word all, truth means aletheia. Aletheia means objectivity, consideration, you know, all the good stuff. That's what the word truth means. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and he will declare to you what is to come. So this Holy Spirit, the Ruach and the Pneuma, again, the word spirit, Pneuma, wind, breath, animating principle of the body. So that tells you what to do. So all instructions come from there. It doesn't come from me or nobody else. It comes from the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in all truth. So, brothers and sisters, that's how you get out of ignorance. That's how you become wealthy, healthy, wise, and you maintain toe-curling relationships. Now, everything that the Ruach and Pneuma tells you, you're not gonna do it, because your flesh is going to war against your spirit. The flesh wars against the spirit wars against the flesh. The two are contrary to one another, so it's a battle. So some days you win, some days you lose. It's okay. All you know, you're tapped into source. Now, let me rephrase that. All I know is I'm tapped into source, so I know I can't win. I mean, I can't lose. I know that when I win, I win. When I lose, I win. I know that every day, all day, that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Spirit of Truth that's downloaded inside me will lead me and guide me into all truth. All. So I'm not concerned about no problem, because I have all truth. Now, I don't have it, but I have access to it. So long as I stay in the Spirit, that's what the scripture says 225 times. 225 times for us to walk in the Spirit. Because the Bible says walk in the Spirit, and you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So my brothers and my sisters, to totally destroy what they're trying to put on you, which is ignorance, and walk in total enlightenment, that means that you are all-knowing. Now, that means you have access to all-knowing. Let me rephrase that, because I don't want nobody to misconstrue what I said. That means that you have access to all knowledge. You have access to all presence. You got access to all power. You got access to all simplicity. You got access to all benevolence. So you can tap into source anytime you want. We are in the age of source. We're in the age of the forefather. We are in the age of the light. So come, God has brought you out of darkness, and he translated you into his marvelous light. This is the age of light. The true destiny of mankind is to become a part of the God kind. This is the age of the light bearer. This is the age, my brother. This is the age, my sister, of the Father of light, who brings and gives all good gifts because they come down from the Father of lights. This is the age of revelation. This is the age of truth. This is the age of consciousness. This is the age of awareness. This is the age of perception. This is the age of wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationships. So the only way that you're not, again, manifesting that is if you're ignoring the Ruach and the Pneuma that's whispering in your ear and say, psst, psst, hey, go left. Read this. Don't read that. All we got to do is meet. That means, are you on the right frequency, the right wave, the right vibration? That's the key, my brothers and sisters. And that key lets you into your kingdom. And inside of that kingdom, you have space mastery. You're the king. You're the queen over your kingdom. My brothers and my sisters, I know that, again, we had a couple of little audio, you know, issues on today's show. I want to thank everybody so much for sticking around and joining me through today's show. Remember, brothers and sisters, when the spirit of truth comes, it will lead you and guide you into all truth. That is extremely important, because the only way that you can the only way that you can fall for technology, if you don't really understand God's theology, anything that comes in a spaceship, anything that comes with technology, anything that comes with a trinket, anything that comes with some kind of a technique is trying to override your biology. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Never put technology before biology. Never. Because technology is dumbed down biology. You're fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of your father. And as long as your forefather, as long as you stay connected to the forefather, as long as you stay connected to source, always operate in truth. And you will never operate in ignorance. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. Or he has a name written on his thigh that no man, woman can pronounce. May the sun and the Ruach, the Pneuma, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because we never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you. I'm standing here to make my stand until I go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home. I can't leave.